listening to The Bart Winkler Show, live from Milwaukee. Here's Bart Winkler.
It is The Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for listening to any part of the 4 hours I just did with JR. Really good time hanging out. I am in Green Bay at the site of the NFL Draft, where you got to hear and watch and witness all of the action. Green Bay hosting very well, I think showing out very well indeed. So certainly it's been a fun night. Look, it's been a fun day. Green Bay is doing a really good job of hosting this draft. I do want to talk about that a little bit here today, and so we'll get into that. And then also some of the big stories, the draft being concluded, at least the first 32 picks of it. Again, I'm Bart Winkler, Andrew Scarpacci alongside. Thanks again to Carlos Ortiz and Ryan Hickey and JR and everybody behind the scenes that helped put that together. This setting is wonderful. I think you saw it on TV. I'm talking about it as a once-in-a-lifetime situation. But just like Detroit last year, I don't think there was as many people in Green Bay, but just like Detroit last year, you have an event somewhere and you think, oh man, that seemed to go pretty well. Maybe we do come back here eventually. The fact that the NFL has its draft in Detroit, in Green Bay, in Philadelphia is incredible. It is simply found money for the NFL. And it's not just found money, it's found bricks of gold. You mean this thing that we do where we decide who's on next year's teams we can televise? You mean this thing that we do, we can not only televise, we can spread across three different days and go in prime time on two of the days? You mean this thing that we do, we don't have to put any promotion into who these guys are because college football is a massive product in and of itself? You mean this thing we can do, we can take on the road, have cities bids against each other, and then go and just like take over a town? That's a pretty decent situation that the NFL's got cooking up there. So the NFL draft, night one in the books, recapping it, looking ahead to tomorrow. Cam Ward went number one, and there's not a lot of drama around it. It will be interesting to see how things play out in Tennessee, certainly. I think that he is going to be given the luxury of time. I don't think that they're expecting Tennessee to turn it around anytime soon. I've been likening it to a Trevor Lawrence situation where Trevor Lawrence went to Jacksonville, number one pick. He did not get a lot of primetime games. He did not get a lot of, you know, even late afternoon games. He's been able to try to find his footing in this league without having all of us breathing down his neck watching. Now, one of the problems with Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville is that they've had a bunch of different coaches, and it's been a lot of misses there. It hasn't worked out. Doug Marone didn't work out. Urban Meyer didn't work out. Doug Peterson didn't work out. And now they're moving on to Liam Cohen. And Jacksonville making a big move. We'll get into that in just a moment. So there's not a lot of pressure for Cam Ward. You would hope that in his situation, Brian Callahan can at least be there for a while, that he can stick around and be the head coach, and he doesn't have to go through that. But when I compare the two, what I'm comparing is it's a situation where he is not expected to win right away. I don't think that the coaches feel like their jobs are on the line. I don't think the GMs feel like their jobs are on the line. I don't think the ownership is really needing to see 10 wins out of Cam Ward right away. So he'll be able to come in there and try to develop into a pretty good quarterback. And who knows? We saw a quarterback last year in a similar situation where there weren't a ton of, hey, you need to be great right away expectations. But then Jaden Daniels took the Washington Commanders to the NFC Championship game. So we'll see how things materialize. We'll see how things play out. But the Titans, you know, they made some additions. Tyler Lockett coming over there. They've got Pollard from a year ago. They've got Ridley. It could be worse. It certainly could be worse, and there's at least some sort of feeling of a new beginning, perhaps, in Tennessee, and we'll see what the next couple of years look like under Cam Ward. Travis Hunter goes number two. Well, the top of the draft board, Abdul Carter 3, Will Campbell 4, Mason Graham 5, Ashton Jeanty 6, Armon Membo 7. These are picks that were pretty chalk in terms of this is what the mock draft boards were saying. This is what people were predicting would happen, and that happened. Now, there were some people, I should just say this right off the top, that thought there would be four quarterbacks taken in round one. I'll take my humble pie tonight and tomorrow, and I think we're never going to talk about that again. One of those guys I thought would be taken and taken early was Shedeur Sanders, who did not get taken at all, which may be the top story of the night. I think some fans are frustrated watching some of the coverage because, you know, Jackson Dart gets taken, and then everyone's talking about Shedeur, and then who's going to trade, and nobody's in. We're still talking about Shedeur, but it is a pretty massive story. And this is a, you know, I think, well, and we'll talk about it more in a minute, but this is a big hurdle in a life that maybe hasn't seen a hurdle like this. Not saying he hasn't had adversity. Not saying he hasn't been through stuff. But this is a big one. This is a big one. He just had his number retired at the school where he played college football 5 days ago. And he's still not in the NFL. So this is a big one. The Jacksonville and Cleveland trade. I think we're not quite ready to deal with the ramifications of what happened here. The Browns at number two could have taken Travis Hunter, as we all thought they would. The Giants had Abdul Carter there at three. One of the things that we've been discussing in the very long ramp-up to this is that if you're going to get one of those teams to move, it's got to be a substantial offer to get one of these teams to move. It's got to be a sizable thing. Because Travis Hunter, two-way player, Abdul Carter, great edge rusher, are expected to really be can't-miss guys. And everybody else from 4 to 32 tonight, you know, in different scenarios, the guy that got drafted 31 could have gone 11. The guy that got drafted 8 could have gone 18. There's a lot of depth at a lot of different positions. But these two guys, Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter, those seem to be the guys that were surely, even ahead of Cam Ward, who the Titans were always locked into and always going to take, these seem to be the two guys that are can't miss. So if you're going to trade out and not have the privilege of drafting one of these guys, what are you going to need to get in return? So Jacksonville trades up for the Browns. They get a fourth rounder, and they get a sixth rounder. So that's part of the trade. But the Browns also get a fourth rounder, so there's some sort of jockeying. So we'll eliminate that. What the Browns then get is the Jacksonville pick in the second round, which is 36 overall, which is big because it gives them 33 and 36 tomorrow night. But also a first-round pick next year. They go down three spots for a first-round pick next year. So essentially, Jacksonville's like, we want Travis Hunter because you have him at two. You assumingly have him. You can have him if you want. So what we're going to do to take him from you is give you a second-round pick this year, and we're going to give you a first-round pick next year. And for the rest of his career, we can think, would Travis Hunter be worth a first and a second? And there's not a lot of guys that you wouldn't trade to get that kind of package. Sure, there's the best of the best, and then there's some borderline guys. But you're getting these picks, if you're Cleveland, in a situation where Travis Hunter wasn't going to come in and win you the Super Bowl. And by the time that you actually figure out what the hell you're doing at quarterback and what your team's going to look like, you could be looking at the fifth-year option on Travis Hunter's deal already. Like, this could be a while before the Browns are competitive again in a way that is substantial, in a way that is championship or bust. So do you want to have Travis Hunter to sell some jerseys and, you know, to have fun with the stats for 3 years? Or do you want to say, we're not there yet. Let's build. Let's accumulate some talent. And let's create this thing from the ground up. And that is what they are starting to do. They had the number two pick in the draft, which was always going to be Travis Hunter, traded out of it so that they could acquire more picks, build for the future. And, oh, by the way, they still drafted fifth overall, where they got Mason Graham, the defensive tackle, out of Michigan. So they did the right move for the future while still getting a guy that can help in the immediate, and in the future. So I think if you're Cleveland, you know, you're kind of excited about Hunter. I get it. But they and this is a team, remember, they traded all those picks for Deshaun Watson. So to recoup a little bit and to start thinking from the other angle is certainly, you know, maybe not something that we were prepared for with the Cleveland Browns. For Jacksonville, you got to make sure you're right on this one. You gave away the ability to get a first-round pick next year. But if you're Jacksonville, do you think you need a first-round pick next year? Do you think that you're that far away? Do you think, hey, the problem was we got a pretty good team. We like our team. What we need to do is we need to bring in a new coach, get a new GM in here, kind of change that. But the pieces we have in place, we got Brian Thomas Jr. last year. We like him. We've locked up Trevor Lawrence for a long time. We like him. We like the guys that we have. We've got a two-way player now. Remember, we've talked about the Jaguars a little bit this week. Well, they need a receiver. Well, they need a cornerback. What do they do? Oh, I got an idea. Take the guy who does both. So that's what they did with that pick. So they gave up a lot to get him. I think the fact that they gave a first-round pick is huge. They gave up next year's first-round pick. It's huge. Now, how good are they going to be? Are they going to be right back bottom five? I don't think so. Are they going to be a non-playoff team? You know, then where are you drafting? 16, 17, 18? Even still, that's just not something you give away if you're not confident in the return that you are getting. So very, very risky move from Jacksonville. Maybe from Cleveland, too. Look, they're giving up on – they're not having Travis Hunter. Whatever happens in Travis Hunter's career, they can always say we could have had him. And Jacksonville, I think next year maybe they don't think they need a first-round pick. They don't need a quarterback. They don't need some of these other pieces. And they're comfortable with getting this guy who essentially is, as we've been saying, two players for the price of one. So Jacksonville with a huge swing, making a big trade. The draft, the first seven went how we thought it would go. But it was just different teams making some of these picks instead of the teams where we thought they would be picking. So, again, to recap the top 10, let's say, we had Cam Ward go one to Tennessee. We had Travis Hunter, Jacksonville, in a trade. We knew we would get a trade at some point. There had not been a first-round trade yet in this draft. That never happened. We knew we would get one at some point. It did happen. Now, this could have happened sooner, according to some reports, but Jacksonville wanted to make sure that Cam Ward did go one. Even though Cam Ward was always going to go one, the like we were talking about the betting returns the other day, would you bet $1 million that Cam Ward would go one if the return was $50,000? Would you do that? That was the payout, minus $20,000. Would you do that? I mean, it's a free $50,000 if you're comfortable risking $1 million, if you even are in that if you're even able to do that. But you still want to make sure it happens. So Cleveland didn't want any funny business. They didn't want to, you know, or Jacksonville rather, they didn't want to give away their plans and then have something else happen. and then kind of be caught with number two when the guy they wanted was Travis Hunter, and then somehow he goes one. Maybe the Titans take him, or maybe the Titans trade out, or maybe, you know, we don't know what could happen. So they kind of sat on that for a few weeks. Good on the teams for keeping that quiet. And that is what we saw atop the board. Abdul Carter then goes three. Giants do make a move. We'll get there as well. We've got 2 hours to play with. Will Campbell, number four, to the Patriots. The offensive tackle, who could play some guard and may end up playing more guard. Mason Graham then goes to the Browns. Ashton Jeanty, as we all thought, wears the silver and black. Armon Membo to the Jets, the tackle out of Missouri. Ted McMillan, T-Mac, goes to the Panthers. So the Panthers decide they want a weapon for Bryce Young rather than defense, as if they're still published or not scrubbed, go look at any mock draft that was made, and the Panthers are taking defense. So that was a little bit of a surprise. Kelvin Banks Jr., that was a little bit of a surprise. A tackle we thought maybe Shadur at number nine. And then the Bears took Colston Loveland. Ryan Pace saying it was more about fit because there were two tight ends that went in this first round. Colston Loveland, Michigan. And then Tyler Warren, Penn State. And I think a lot of people thought Warren would go over Loveland, but the Bears take Loveland. Warren eventually goes 14 to the Colts. So plenty to recap, plenty to discuss, plenty to look ahead to regarding tomorrow, including he had to wait all night tonight and he didn't get his name called. How long is he going to have to wait tomorrow? Maybe just 1 minute? Shadur Sanders, Browns, 33? Could that be likely? Or does somebody else make a move and bring in the Colorado quarterback wearing the number two that nobody at Colorado will ever wear again? It is the Bart Winkler Show, broadcasting live. We only say that when we're on location. I broadcast live every night. But tonight, we are broadcasting live. Well, I guess I'm on location, whatever. Every night. Broadcasting live from the NFL Draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where we've seen 32 more players leave the collegiate ranks to become NFL stars. Some will, some won't. That's part of the fun. This weekend just getting started, this show just getting started. Stick around with us, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Shadur did not go tonight, so when does he see his name called? We'll kick around some ideas when we come back. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
With the first pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami.
Welcome back to the Bart Winkler Show. Here's El Barto.
It is the Bart Winkler Show, broadcasting live from the NFL Draft in Green Bay on the Infinity Sports Network. We thank all of you for joining us tonight. And if you missed it, JR and I, we did our draft show that is also available to stream on YouTube on the Infinity Sports Network YouTube page. If there's any of the reaction you want from either of us on these picks, a lot of affiliates getting their shows in tonight. You may be still sticking around from some of them. Even good to be out in Milwaukee, where the boys didn't think I would be on this late tonight, but this is my time slot, my guys. I'm on right here. So really cool to get all those different perspectives across the country as you get into it, and then you see what your teams do in the NFL draft. We've been talking about it for so long, and it is nice that it is here. And it's nice that one day is in the books, and it's nice that we got a little more action tomorrow, rounds two and three, and then the rest on Saturday. Our NFL draft coverage brought to you by Ego, tools that deliver or exceed the power and performance of gas without the noise, fuss, and fumes. For any outdoor challenge, count on Ego, tools to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. Ego, power beyond belief. Shedeur Sanders not drafted in this round. I'm pretty shocked. I mean, I put $20, my hard-earned $20, 4-to-1 odds. That was last week. Then the odds were like 8-to-1. Then they were. I was telling people today around here. I go, hey, here's the bet I got. They go, you're dumb. And I said, well, I've done less productive things with $20. So that's why I'm working that 2 extra hours tonight, from 7 central to 1 in the morning. But the guy who did go, and we'll get into Shedeur in a second, the guy who did go number one sat down with Westwood One tonight, just tables throw away from where I am, and that is Miami quarterback, now Tennessee Titans quarterback, Cam Ward.
Thanks very much. Amber Theo Harris joined now by Cam Ward, who was selected by the Tennessee Titans with the number one overall pick in the 2025 NFL Draft. Congratulations, Cam. What a whirlwind couple of months it's been for you. How exciting has this journey been?
I'm really excited. The journey's been great, but I know it's just getting started. I'm ready to get to Tennessee.
The way that you started your college career versus the way that you ended it, a zero-star recruit. You start out at Incarnate Word, and then you transfer to Washington State, and then Miami. How did each of those steps help you become what you are today?
It's helped me a lot. I think it's helped me more being a better person and being a better player. I had 3 good locker rooms I was blessed to go with. And, you know, all those guys that I played with in the past is a big reason why I'm here today. And so, you know, I'm forever grateful for, you know, those 3 stops. And I'm just ready, you know, to, you know, get a chance to play in the National Football League.
But you go to Miami and you set records there and you have a year where you're a Heisman Trophy finalist. What was it about the situation at Miami that allowed you to have such success?
I just think the team that they had, especially offensively, they didn't really lose no pieces. They had the O-line and whole receiver corps coming back. So, you know, I knew it would be plug and play. It worked out perfectly. I had a great offensive coordinator in Coach Dawson and a great head coach in Coach Cristobal. So, you know, it was a blessing. You know, I've been blessed throughout this whole process. And, you know, I'm just going to keep believing and try to get to work some more.
You grew up in Texas where football is king there. Mm-hmm. But your first love was basketball. And your mom's a basketball coach, right? And your dad played football. How did you decide between the two?
Well, it was hard. I didn't really start taking football seriously until my junior, senior year. I was actually going to quit football before that. And so, you know, I come from an athletic family. So, you know, I'm blessed. And, you know, both my parents, you know, they pushed me to get to where I am.
Why were you going to quit football? And who told you maybe you should stick with this? And would you have ever thought you were going to be the number one overall pick in the draft? What if somebody would have told you that at that time that you wanted to, when you wanted to quit football?
I would stay with it. But, you know, I knew I would get drafted in some sport. I always had a dream since I was 6 to go pro in something. You know, I lived up to it. You know, God helped me throughout the process. And, you know, I'm excited, man. I'm thrilled to, you know, be a part of a great organization like Tennessee.
I don't know if you saw this. Tyler Lockett, who was just signed yesterday, veteran receiver, he tweeted out, "Let's go," at Cam Ward. He's very excited. You get to also be with Calvin Ridley. I mean, what kind of receiving core have you already thought? You've had time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you evaluated who you're going to be playing with and throwing the ball to?
Yeah, I got some dogs. I'm throwing to a lot of people who don't drop the ball, and that's really all a quarterback needs. I think I'd be able to throw them over a couple times, but they also win in man coverage, and that's what I'm excited for. So, you know, the biggest thing that, you know, I'm ready to do is get to work with those guys, get some timing down on timing routes. You know, I'm excited to, you know, get the journey going.
What was your impression of Brian Callahan so far?
Real good, especially the offense that he had. We did a lot of similar stuff at Miami and in my previous stops that, you know, Coach Callahan does offensively. So I think it'd be plug and play.
What's the number one thing that the Tennessee Titans are getting in their quarterback when you show up to training camp?
They're getting somebody who wants to win. I'm excited for opportunity. Shout out to Miss Amy, you know, the GM, for, you know, making the right decision, getting me. But, you know, I'm excited. You know, I know they're thrilled as well. But, you know, I'm just happy, you know, to be somewhere where I want it. And I'll make sure, you know, that my teammates get everything out of me.
Cam Ward, congratulations. Number one, you will always have that label on you. How exciting for you and your family.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
That's Cam Ward, selected number one by the Tennessee Titans. With Westwood One's coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft, I'm Amber Theo Harris.
And awesome stuff, Amber, to give us the insight with Cam Ward. Again, he's going to join the Tennessee Titans Tony Pollard, Tajay Spears, Kelvin Ridley. They did just sign Tyler Lockett. They've got a few guys that he can throw to. Last year, their number one pick, Peter Skoronski, the tackle out of Tennessee. So he'll have a little bit of protection. Kevin Zeitler coming over, J.C. Latham. So there's reason for optimism. I'm not going to put them in the playoffs. They can say, look, we just saw it with C.J. Stroud 2 years ago. We saw it with Jaden Daniels this year. But we'll see if that's going to materialize, as I've been saying, with Cam Ward. Now, he was not the only quarterback selected tonight. The other guy selected was Jackson Dart at 25, Ole Miss. Another guy out of Ole Miss to the New York Giants, although they did not draft Eli, they traded for him. But Jackson Dart went to the Giants, and Shedeur Sanders did not get drafted. Shedeur Sanders, who was on all the coverage of this draft, Shedeur Sanders, who we thought would be the number two pick at one point. I understand if you think too much of the draft coverage on whatever platform you watched it on spent too much time on Shedeur Sanders. But I'm surprised. I don't want to say shocked or stunned. I don't even know where I would rank surprise. But I'm not like the Packers took Jordan Love shocked. Okay, that was nuts. But I am surprised. I'm surprised that he didn't go to any of these teams. I'm surprised that he didn't go to the Giants. I thought that might happen. But I was like the only one at the end of this week that was still, fingers crossed, hoping for that $20 bet. The Saints kind of got in the mix when we heard that Derek Carr was hurt. But again, we weren't hearing a lot of Sanders beforehand. And I don't think that the Saints are, hey, we need a quarter. They're not good. They're not going to be good for a while. So I don't think that was going to happen. Pittsburgh surprised me. Pittsburgh surprised me quite a bit. A couple different reasons. Pittsburgh is a great landing spot for Shedeur Sanders. Not that he can't land there eventually, but actually he probably can't. That's the thing. When Pittsburgh passed on him, they passed on him. They didn't say, not now, maybe later. They don't have a later unless he really falls. Because the Giants, they had other picks, and then they traded up and got their guy. The Browns have other picks. They can get him at 33 tomorrow if they want. The Steelers traded their second-round pick for DK Metcalf. They don't have the capital to make a trade to come up to get Shedeur Sanders, although do you even need to? I mean, he's still not been drafted. So I think that, you know, with all due respect to the 32 guys who have new jobs, I think that's the big story of the night. Not only, I'm more surprised, the Giants taking Jackson Dart over Shedeur, I'm surprised about. I'm more surprised that Pittsburgh just flat out said no. And there's Rodgers implications, sure, whatever. But I'm more surprised about that because that was a definitive no. To not just Shedeur, but to quarterbacks in general. The Giants obviously said no to Shedeur when they drafted Jackson Dart. Although, you know, your room is Jackson Dart, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Tommy DeVito. why not bring another guy? Why not go Kirk Cousins, RG3, with this thing? Marco Belletti on the updates tonight. Giants fan, we come to you guys. Your thoughts on how it played out, specifically the quarterback angle. Another guy, Marco, from Ole Miss to be eventually. Dable says it's Russell's job, but that, you know, seems like where Russell is in his career, where we kind of look the other way. Your thoughts on the Jackson Dart pick?
Thrilled for a lot of different reasons. And I think part of it is because I was kind of torn between Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe. I told you this. I was not a Shedeur Sanders guy. So I was hoping The Giants were going to get one of those two because I like the upside. Floor is worse. Shador's got a much higher floor, but this ceiling is nowhere near the other two in my mind. So I love that Dable went and got his guy, and I know it's his guy because other quarterbacks were there, including Shedeur. They traded up, not for a quarterback, for Jackson Dart. I like that. That's conviction. That's my guy. I feel better that you are 100% totally in. I want this guy. I also like, not because I believe in Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston, because I don't. We know what they are. but I do believe the Giants won't force Jackson Dart to play before he's ready. I don't care how bad they are. I don't care how bad. If Wilson is god-awful for however many weeks, you'll see Winston. Because they have two guys, you won't hear, as much as you'll hear the clamoring, the Giants won't have to pull the trigger on playing a young rookie who's not ready before he's ready. So I love this on a million reasons. Total conviction, got their guy, and he's not going to be forced because he obviously needs to grow up and learn a few things, including, you know, how to read a defense.
Yeah, and they probably couldn't have done that with Shadur, right? They probably couldn't have afforded the patience and time if they wanted to do that with Shadur. With Jackson Dart, I think nobody, like, if he doesn't play a snap, it's going to be a lot different than if Shadur Sanders didn't play a snap.
100%. You got to have a lot more media with the Shadur, with the Deion Sanders aspect. And that's look, that's a problem. But I'm willing to overlook it if you look at it and go, this is definitely my guy, and I'm okay with hearing all the stuff because eventually we'll be proven right. I'll listen to your conviction. But you and I are in a different boat of most people. I'm okay with a quarterback not playing as a rookie. I'm more than okay with it. I'm fine with let him learn as long as there's another option. I mean, it can't be Tommy DeVito for the option. Like, you can't put slop out there. You've put a professional in Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but you have pros that are playing, and when he's ready, he takes over. I've never heard a quarterback, you know what, his development really got hindered by the fact that he held a clipboard for 9 weeks instead of, you know, three. Stop. But I've seen a lot of quarterbacks get messed up when they play too early. So I think the Giants are finally doing it right. Now we'll see if Jackson Dart can actually be that guy and if the Giants can stabilize enough that Brian Daboll remains his coach. Because all of this, if you do the Matt Eberflus, Caleb Williams, where he's gone in, you know, 15 weeks or whatever it is, then it's pointless again. Because now you got a new coach and a new regime and they go, you know what, Jackson Dart wasn't my guy. I would have preferred Shadur Sanders. That's a problem.
Sanders not getting drafted in the first round is insane, right?
Yes. 100%.
Insane.
Look, it's my personal things aside, and it's not a personal thing with Shadur. I don't think Shadur is going to be a great quarterback because, again, I don't see what he does great, and I don't see the upside. But I see enough to be like he's a solid NFL quarterback. He can play in the NFL. For him to slip completely out of the first round, and I think you hit it, not with everybody on the – look, everybody's got their own needs. The Steelers, who have no second-round pick – and no quarterback, and no idea if Aaron Rodgers is actually going to show up, and how long he could even go. You said, you know what? From the team that drafted Kenny Pickett and rode with that, and Mason Rudolph, you don't see any upside with Shadur Sanders having him in the building? That's stunning. That's shocking to me on so many levels. That screams out, this guy is a backup at best. And I don't know if I'd go that far.
Yeah, the Steelers, I think, we're kind of front line to send the message that the rest of the league was saying is we don't see it with Shadur because they, like you mentioned, they don't have another option. And I don't, you know, you could talk about Aaron Rodgers, but.
And what if he doesn't show up?
He's playing for a year.
That's what I mean. So, like, what's
he's
your backup,
for a year.
What's your other plan here? And I'm not big on, we'll draft a quarterback because you have no choice, but like, you've set yourself up where there's no one else available, and you're going to play the year with Mason Rudolph? Like, how good do you think that defense is? How much do you think Mike Tomlin is a magician that's going to get you 9 wins every year? You can't go into a season like that. That's stunning to me. That screams that we think Sanders is a backup quarterback in the NFL, and that's – I'm not willing to say that. It also felt a little bit – I mean, it's draft day. We can go back – is this Bo Callahan? Did, like, nobody come to his birthday party? Like, what do we not know? Like, what am I missing? I know Deion's his dad, and he's going to be a pain in the ass, but, like, the guy can still play. I don't think he's great, but he could play.
Yeah, all the teams that passed over, it's the Steelers that makes this so interesting, and we'll get more into that coming up. We heard from Cam Ward this hour. We'll hear from Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter before my time is done. I'll be with you till 2 o'clock Eastern in the morning. I'll be with you until 11 p.m. Pacific time, and then Pat Boyle, his reactions for the next 4 hours after that. This is the Bart Winkler Show, broadcasting from Green Bay, site of the NFL draft. Let's get an update. Here he is, Marco Belletti.
The Bart Winkler Show now returns. Here's Bart.
It is the Bart Winkler Show in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where the NFL draft is underway. We are one round in the books. We've got rounds 2 and 3 tomorrow. We'll have you covered our normal way. JR back on the air, 6 o'clock Eastern. I'll be on the air, 10 o'clock Eastern, as round 3 should be about halfway through when I jump on the air tomorrow. We'll talk more about some of the NBA action, some of the NHL action, and what else to expect. The big storyline going into day 2, it's like all the stuff that happened day 1 is not even going to get a chance to see the light of day. Shedeur Sanders is the story. Shedeur Sanders is the story. And he was the story throughout much of the night. You know, it kind of in the back of the head, okay, could Shedeur go here? Could Shedeur go here? Could he go here? When he did not go to Pittsburgh, that I think was shocking. Now, they drafted. They didn't make a pick. This is what it's going to be. We're going to talk about Pittsburgh and Shedeur and not tell you that they took Derek Harmon, a defensive tackle out of Oregon, who could probably, like, hold down that position for 6-7 years in Pittsburgh. But they took him rather than taking a quarterback. So I there's a couple of different things. Shedeur Sanders being passed over by the Giants at 3 and the Browns at 5. That makes sense. They can get other big-time talent, and there's other quarterbacks in this draft, you know, that maybe they liked better. Giants clearly proved that they did with Jackson Dart. But Jalen Milroe is getting a lot of praise. Shuck's getting a lot of praise. So there's other guys that could step in and, you know, we'll bring them along, we'll develop them. The only guy that is needed to start right away is Cam Ward. Even if the Giants would have taken Shedeur, I don't think they start him right away. Now, Pittsburgh may have because of necessity. This is the thing. They don't have a quarterback. If Mason Rudolph is listening, I'm sorry. They don't. The Steelers don't have a quarterback. They have a guy named Mason Rudolph who plays quarterback, but they don't have a quarterback that is going to lead them anywhere. Now, can Mason Rudolph go 10-7 with this team? Well, he has. Him and Kenny Pickett combined to do that a few years ago. Can they go 9-8 and lose a playoff game? Sure. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields did that this last year. But if the Steelers are going to get back to Super Bowls, if they're going to win, they haven't won a playoff game since 2016. If they're going to get back to that level, at some point you're going to need a quarterback. They did not have a second-round pick. They traded that for DK Metcalf. You're trading for a wide receiver. You've got George Pickens. You got to be thinking, we need someone to get this guy the football. And the Aaron Rodgers component looms large over it. My Aaron Rodgers thought has been that he will sign with the Steelers come July or August, that he doesn't want to get to work right away, that he'll go through the motions, you know, just kind of enjoy, tend to whatever personal matters he's got to attend to, doesn't want to go to camp, doesn't want to be bothered, just wants to hang out a little bit and then come in August or the summertime. And the later he comes, remember, the less that he has to actually apply what he's learned because he will have learned nothing. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to learn the Steelers offense from Arthur Smith. Aaron Rodgers wants to come to Pittsburgh and say, yeah, I've thrown with DK Metcalf. We'll just do that. I'm doing my thing, not your thing. I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm doing my thing. So that might still be the back pocket thing here for Pittsburgh. I still think it makes him a Super Bowl contender. And also, as I was talking about with Marco, it's for a year. It's for 1 year. Shedeur is a guy that you're going to get for at least 4-5, and you can find out if he is your quarterback of the future. Now, there's going to be other quarterbacks. Maybe they like a Kirk Cousins trade. That could be something on the table. Maybe they just would rather take a stab at next year's draft. That could be on the table, too. But But when they didn't take him, I think what it signified is, oh, this could be a league-wide thing where Shadur's just not the guy that we thought he might be. Now, we were kicking around on the show, JR and I, what if somebody trades up? What if somebody trades up? These teams that have been talked about for trading up, they were thinking they'd be in the scenario for Jackson Dart, for Tyler Shuck. They were thinking they'd be in the scenario for Jalen Milroe. They've done a lot of work on these guys. What if somebody trades up for a guy they've fallen in love with, and they pass over Shadur? No, that can't happen. That's not going to happen. Shadur Sanders, he's going to get drafted, surely. But then the Giants did trade back up. They took Jackson Dart, and Shadur Sanders left on the sidelines yet again, yet to be drafted in the 2025 draft. The Browns could easily remedy this. They've got pick number 33 and number 36. They've got Joe Flacco. They've got Kenny Pickett. If the Browns have two picks in the first four on Friday night and Shadur Sanders is still on the board at 37, I mean, I think he may need to see if he's got another year of eligibility left at Colorado, if that's the case. We're live in Green Bay. We'll hear from Travis Hunter. We'll hear from Abdul Carter. We'll hear more from me. It's my show. It's the Bart Winkler Show.